What's up, y'all? Today we're talking about Eddie Murphy's return to stand-up and a lot more on Black Hollywood Live's The Trend.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Chocolate Beauty.
Right on Chocolate Beauty. That's where we came in today on Black Hollywood Live. I was getting some love from Courtney and Lou. Now, our guest today, who we are excited to have in the house.
We are so happy. We've been waiting all summer for her.
All summer for me.
Yes.
All summer. This hot girl summer.
Oh, yeah.
Hot girl summer. She got her shades on.
Uh-huh.
Y'all can't see this, but... you know, she got the nails. She got like a gold side and a silver side, right? But then two of the nails become a sunflower.
A sunflower together.
I don't know if we can zoom in on
that. The nails are on point.
Nails are on point.
It was on point. I was embarrassed. I was like, I still got to get my nails done. I'm hot.
I mean, I'm just making sure I got
low. I
cut them all off because I was practicing piano.
Natural,
and I just cut them off because I was
practicing. Oh, you don't need no filler, nothing. You look great. Those look lovely. Leave those alone.
I'm just making sure I'm lotioned up. You know, I can't be ashy with the nail in the house.
Well,
you know,
because I know she'll talk about me. Might be ashy yourself. I don't mean to be.
Well, I'm Daryl Kristen, and I'm happy to be here just because this has been a great month of guests for us.
Yes.
You know, we had TJ Jackson last week. We have you this week. And I mean, we've been trying to get you on the show for a while. See, because I got like a little crush on her.
Yes, he does. So he's been talking about her.
I've been talking about her for a while. Mm-hmm. And so we were at a party. I ran into her, and, you know, she said she was going to come. Michelle, this is like almost a year ago.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting. So my wish is fulfilled.
My schedule popped off, so.
I know.
But
schedule.
I'm here now.
Well, you've been busy.
She's busy.
Busy.
Booked and busy.
Booked
okay.
and busy. That's what I'm talking about.
Busy.
Yeah.
Booked and busy. We're going to talk about a lot of things that she's busy with after we get through some of these topics.
We're going to talk about some topics, and we're going to start off talking about a little love today and how we're out here finding love and having sex and relationship. Well, we're about to find out. If you're on Plenty of Fish, and you looking for love, but you looking for real love.
Like that Mary J. Blige love.
They won't. They're trying to get to a place where it's about real love because Plenty of Fish announced that on their site they will no longer be accepting filtered photographs because people are posting stuff and they don't look like that at all. Okay? So they said they literally are going to be auditing over 70 million images.
That's a lot.
For people that are subscribed to
their
site.
Well, they ain't going to have nobody left.
They're going to have like four people. But supposedly they said they decided to make this change after they did a survey of some 2,000 users. And it was 84% of people said that they want more authenticity in dating, starting with how people look.
Right.
Yeah. So, y'all dating online?
You know, I have not done the apps.
You haven't done it at all?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Not even for fun to look?
I mean, yes, I've looked, but I haven't been like, well, that's a lie. I have gone on a date from that. But not really.
Which app?
You know, a little Tinder.
You use a hoe. Okay. That's not the relationship app.
Oh, excuse me.
That's the Iron Man Town.
Let's hook up. That's what I'm told.
I need to register immediately.
I don't have Tinder.
She said I need to register immediately. I personally really like this app because, I mean, you just look at IG, you just can't tell. There's been many times
you see somebody and
you see him in person and it's like, wait, let me go back to that picture again. Cause
I thought IG was pretty honest, though.
Mm. Not with the filters.
Not when people
now it's all these apps that you can change your
ads. People be editing their pictures on Instagram.
You know,
like,
slim out your face, you know.
Yeah, but if you start your relationship out being fake, then where are you really going to go?
Exactly.
I mean, that's true. Like, what do you feel about this filter?
I don't use filters. I probably should. you know, it would help my obsession with wanting to have surgery, which I'm not. Because my daughter, my whole family, Don DeWest turned my whole family against surgery.
Oh, okay.
They said if you're not having surgery to save your life,
right?
Don't do it.
I feel you.
And plus, I have a child.
Yeah,
she's 23, but she's always gonna be my child.
Of course.
And I don't have 15 racks to spend just on me when I have a child. You know, what if she needs something? What if she has an emergency or something like that? So I can't do it. But you know, when you lay down back like this, they can't see the double chin.
That's true.
And when they're hitting it from the back, they can't see the stomach. So what difference do it make?
Listen.
Enough
has been said.
Just turn off the lights.
I think personalities are starting to maybe come back because we've had so much, like you said, the filters and lying and trying to floss and act like what you're not. I mean, I don't know whether it's coming back or not, but in my world, the people that mess with me or the people that I deal with, you know, we keep it really 100. You know,
yeah, so we like that. Really, well, where are you meeting the people you hang out?
Right, in the car. Yeah.
You met in the car?
I met a guy at a red light today.
Oh.
I mean, so how does it work? Tell us the scenario. You roll up, you sitting at the light, and you look to
with
the left.
With your Gucci glasses.
With your Gucci glasses.
Like, okay, he fine.
And you know, you got your little whip. And what does he say?
Well, of course, it's a convertible.
Yes. Right.
So my, you know, my brand is my hair and my nails. And so in where I live, I'm very known in the community because I live in the Crenshaw District. So, you know, I was at a red light in Leimert Park behind two cars, and the car rolled up on the other side of the street, you know, where he wasn't supposed to be, where oncoming traffic would come to holler.
Oh, wow.
It was three dudes, and they was, you know, filming and all this stuff. But the one boy in the back said he would suck my toe. Obviously, maybe he's been on my...
I was going to say, he's on your social medias.
You know,
so you have great feet.
Okay.
And so I said, well, you know, don't stop at my toes, boy.
Keep moving up.
Come on up about 2 feet.
move on up the highway.
It's God. I'm sorry, God.
No, God is like, I want to join in.
God was like, yes, Lord. That's what I want for my children, okay? That's what I want.
But I meet them there. I meet guys at the grocery store. As you can tell, if they're single or if they're not, buy their groceries.
What their groceries are.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't have a problem meeting people, you know.
You're an in-person person, not
online. So what do single guys versus guys who are not single have in their carts at the grocery store?
Single guys have a lot of instant stuff.
Okay.
Instant oatmeal, instant, you know, soups and microwavable stuff like that.
Okay.
And married guys are usually picking up groceries for their wife.
Right.
Greens, real chickens, rotisserie chickens and stuff that you have to cook.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I feel that.
True, I feel that.
And do you have an age limit on how low or young you would date versus how old you would date?
I do not have an age limit about how young I would date. Sorry. I mean, maybe I'm not trying to be R. Kelly, so I'll say
like legal.
20. Yeah. Well, my daughter's 23. She'd be grossed out.
Oh.
But still, 20. Until about maybe I might date a 60-year-old guy.
Okay.
If he really got it together and he's cool, likes jazz concerts, got a fly whip, you know, is, you know,
you got a little something in the bank.
Got his little 401k.
I feel that.
Okay.
All right.
We got a range.
But older guys don't holler at me because my mouth too big. And they like nice, calm women.
That's true.
You know, that they can, you know, don't have no problems with. Young guys holler at me. I don't holler at anybody because I don't like rejection. So I like, you know, mostly people holler at me.
I feel that.
Yeah, all appreciate that.
Listen, we all appreciate a little holler.
You know, holler. Well, all right. Speaking of making you holler, Mr. Life Jennings was trying to make some ladies holler, we think. We're not really sure. We're kind of confused. We don't know because he released an album with a song on it by the name of Slave. And it's caught some new attention and a little controversy on the social media universe this week because Miss Amanda Seals did a post because she was listening to the song. And she was listening to the lyrics and she put up a little video snippet sort of clocking the lyrics of the song. So I'm going to read y'all the lyrics to the song, or at least portion of the song, just so you can get a feel for it. Now, remember the name of the song?
I saw his picture, and I didn't know what it was about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
but, you know, I can call Life when we get off the air.
Find out.
Hey, tell him to call it now.
Tell him to call. Holler at us right now.
I might.
The song is called Slave.
Okay.
And here are some of the lyrics. Get your ass hopping like a frog. Got your legs shaking like two wet dogs.
Yes.
This ain't the part we fall in love. This is the part we kiss and fuck. He's saying, I'm gonna beat it like a slave so you don't run away. Got the whips and chains. Call me master. You're my slave.
Okay.
You okay with it?
You're okay with those lyrics? You feel good about it?
I mean, I don't feel good about it, but if you got it like that, I might, you know... Your slave, you know? I mean, if you got it like that.
If you come through what you're talking about.
If you do, if you about what you talk about.
She said,
"Tommy up."
Wait.
Tommy down.
Why did she velvet rope it though? She was like, "Tommy up."
But I mean, you know. And so Amanda said what?
Amanda made, well, so her video is sort of like little joke comments in between, but then the final statement that was like the sort of encompassing what her thoughts were was, "One more again, just to make sure we heard him compare sex to centuries of exploitation of black bodies against their will." And then a few other people chimed in. Charlamagne Tha God chimed in, and he says, "Some of y'all don't have any friends. If you did, you wouldn't make mistakes like this record." Angela Rye chimed in and said, "Who is this? Why?" And DJ Maskill said, "Man, I knew R&B was done when niggas stopped saying I love you and replaced it with come over here and we can fuck on the floor," and didn't nobody say shit.
I'll buy that, because that's really not an R&B lyric.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll buy that.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to say too much about Amanda, because, you know, I'm not trying to get that smoke.
Oh.
But, I mean, there's a whole bunch of lyrics out here that shouldn't even be on the radio. If you have a song
that's real life
that's playing on the air that says nigga, 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 it had to go through a whole bunch of executives before it ever got on the air that said
that's
that
true.
Was okay. Mm-hmm. Then there's the person who writes the lyrics for YouTube, when you can go on YouTube and Google the lyrics of a song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the artist is just one person. There's a whole bunch of people who thought that was really okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, so there's a bunch of shit that don't need to be on the radio.
I mean, that's true.
But yeah. I would let Life Jennings time you up. Time up.
You
beat me
you
like
down,
a slave.
You down with the slave?
Like a slave?
I just feel like he maybe should have used a different word.
Not in R&B.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the slave, especially where we're at right now, and just the temperature of the environment.
But why didn't somebody stop him?
Yeah.
Why didn't his executive producer stop him?
Charlamagne
said he
ain't got no friends.
Why didn't the people who did the record, it ain't about your friends. It's about the people who pushed the record through.
Right.
Yeah. They should have said, "You might want to rethink that lyric."
Yeah.
There's no filter. There's no body. There's no Barry Gordy or nobody to say, you know.
That's true.
Maybe you shouldn't word it like that.
Right.
Because conceptually, we could get with you, like you said. Like, I would
yeah, you know, let's beat it like a slave, but like, I don't want anybody to know.
No.
Right.
And, you know, you don't want to make those kinds of images along with the good
not
images.
Not with R&B, god
yeah.
damn it. Can't we keep R&B safe?
No, R&B
it ain't been safe for a long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
No more I'll Be Sure days, you know.
Hold on.
I know that's your boo. I know that's your light skin.
She's like, whoop, hold up.
Yeah.
My heart palpitated
Johnny Gill ain't gonna say
Johnny
no shit like that.
No, he wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't.
He just told you to put on your red dress.
And
your high shoes.
And yes, honey.
And that sweet perfume.
Yeah.
That smells good on you.
That smells real good on
my.
Shout out to Johnny.
Shout out to Johnny.
Shout out to R&B.
I know. Bring it back.
You know, Jodeci kind of messed it up a little bit. Because Jodeci, they could sing, but then they kind of like,
I want to freak line, you. Though.
And then R. Kelly just took it and just.
But Jodeci needs some sexual help anyway. Like, who really want to fuck KC?
That's
like,
no.
Mary J. Blige did.
Yeah, but sure, that's back when she was on
you
drugs.
You see what happened.
Back when he was whooping that ass.
That did not go
that
well.
That wasn't Mary today. Mary wouldn't fuck him today.
No, she wouldn't fuck him today.
I mean, I fucked a lot of people back in the day that I wouldn't touch with
touch
a
anymore.
No. No. So
but they
we got
still,
to grow.
We do. But they had Dalvin and Devontae in the background, and they was real cute.
Well, yeah, until he went into that.
I mean, they didn't sing, did they?
Until Devontae went into the.
That one?
No.
That was the other. That was KC.
KC, yeah, he was the chubbier one.
KC or JoJo was the fat one? Which one?
JoJo.
See, we don't even
JoJo.
Know. 30 years in the business. We don't know, even know who them niggas are.
KC was the skinny one. JoJo was his bigger brother.
Yes.
And then Devontae.
And Dalvin and Devontae were in the back.
Were the back. The cousins.
There was four of them.
And then
Dalvin. You see what I'm saying? We ain't even paying attention.
And then Devontae went crazy. Devontae, didn't he go crazy or something? He went to the restaurant and then he had the drug problem. But, you know, whatever. I don't know.
He looked like he probably did.
I don't know. All I know is your boy kind of, you know, snap back at these comments of all his criticism.
Because
he basically is like,
he's basically like,
black people focus on the negative and are quick to criticize. And he said, y'all ain't never supported my good music. So.
I did. Boom, when ain't he the one that was down by the river?
Life said that. So,
no,
you know.
That was somebody else. He had a song I loved. I don't remember what it was.
A song?
I mean, he has some great songs. I mean, but I mean, he still is producing great music, but it's interesting. And listen, I'm going to give him this, is that sometimes us as black folks, we do overly criticize certain ourselves sometimes, or our artists and things. I mean, I know that we create a lot of the foundation.
The white record producers push the song through.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay? He wouldn't have no music at all if these executives and stuff didn't okay the shit. There's many, 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 many levels a song has to go through before it gets on the air.
True.
Recording on the air.
That's true.
And all them people thought that shit was okay.
They did.
They weren't thinking about like slavery.
Just like Michael said.
They were thinking about BDSM and whatnot.
Yeah,
and that's just where they
were. And next thing you know, they're going
to
go get Slave the Group and say, why did you have that name? Slave.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Let's,
Well, if you enjoy making love to the slave, then enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
If you don't, then you just don't.
Don't download it.
I mean, hell, if you fucked it too short, come on.
I mean.
Ooh, I'm like. Oh, didn't that's another conversation.
Oh, wait, Courtney,
that's another conversation.
Okay, Courtney, is there something?
What's my favorite word? Bitch! And everybody in the club is hollering that shit.
Everybody.
And ain't nobody that's said, true. You know, too short.
What
you know.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
Anyway, well, next.
Next. All right, we'll see what happens with that song.
Good luck. It's getting hype now,
hey,
so
listen,
people are probably downloading
buy it.
They're buying it.
Do life a favor.
Yeah, no.
Listen, may that turn into record sales,
coins.
So give him some coins. Right. You know what I'm saying? Support the brother.
He probably did it for a little controversy.
I ain't mad at that.
The last time you heard about life, he was on that ratchet-ass TV show.
That's real. He was on TV show?
Wait, what show?
See?
What show?
Didn't life come on one of them hip-hop, love hip-hop thing?
When
right around the time I was stopping watching
it. Yeah, me too.
And then there you go.
Well, we're going to bring life back to life. So
come on, back to life.
Come on, real talented.
I'm
even with all the shade.
In touch with life.
I like your music. I like your voice.
Yes.
Keep singing, bro.
All right, we're going to move on to our EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week.
EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week.
All right, our girl Issa Rae. She's been getting some extra PR as of late because she just recently announced that she is developing a remake of Set It Off. Y'all remember that movie from the 90s with Jada Pinkett Smith, Queen Latifah, Vivica Fox, Kimberly Elise. I mean, it was about four women who were having some financial difficulties and decided to rob a bank. And, I mean, that movie was good. It was a classic.
Excellent.
I love
Excellent. I mean, they grossed over $41 million for that movie, and the budget was $9
million.
So, I mean, that says a lot.
And growing.
And growing. It was developed or directed by F. Gary Gray.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, though, when Issa announced that she wanted to remake it, you know, it's been a split kind of down the middle. Some people are hating on it. Some people are like, oh, it's cool. But a lot of hate is really coming through. People are like, listen, it's already kind of existed. It's already been a great film. Why are you going to remake it?
Yeah.
One person went to Twitter to say, we love you, hashtag Issa, but leave Set It Off alone, please. I mean, what do you feel about the remake? Because also we know that there's been a lot of great movies that have been remade and it wasn't as good as the original.
Wah, wah,
wah, wah, wah, wah. Wah.
And that will be one of them.
You think so?
Yep.
Leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get some more episodes of Insecure. Quit fucking around.
Yes. That's
you know what I'm
real.
Saying?
That's
right. We waiting on Insecure. Ain't you waiting on Insecure?
I mean, she is filming this season.
Yeah, they just started back filming.
Okay, well, you know, do that.
Well,
she can do what she want to do, but she going to get that, as Paul Mooney used to call it, she going to get a nigga wake-up call.
Yeah.
Which don't nobody support this film.
Yes.
Right.
Because I like the old one, you know. And that is that.
Yeah.
Hell, I have problems with the old one. Ain't no way no banker like Blair Underwood be fucking with a little hood rat ass bitch like Jada Pinkett at that time. That's just that was unrealistic. That was the only unrealistic
thing. She's like, love the movie, but let me tell you about that one problem in the script.
And I'm glad to have a platform to say that.
Because
that's been irking me since I said, like, I loved the movie, and then that part I was like,
you didn't buy it. But it was such a nice scene when she came to his house.
It's unrealistic,
though.
He
rubbed her back. And
right.
No.
A banker like Blair would not fall for a hood rat bitch like that. It just don't happen. It was cute. It was great
in
the movie.
It was a good story.
But the hood rat bitches out there, don't think you're going to go out and get a banker bitch because it's not going to happen. And it ain't going to look like Blair Underwood. He might look like Harvey Weinstein.
Oh. Whoa. It just got silent. Silent.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because they said that Issa, you know, is still developing, so there's not a lot of information on it yet.
So who's the star?
Well, we don't know yet.
Well,
they
there's
said
rumor that she's
going to be in
it. Hey, Issa.
It.
Hey, girl, you need a friend?
I don't want you to do it, but if you do, bitch, I'm playing Queen Latifah part.
I was going to say, if you could be a character in the movie, who would you want to play?
I'd be the Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah, who would you want to be?
I want to be, oh, it's hard. I want to be Jada's role because I want Blair Underwood.
Yes,
but,
yes.
But I really like Vivica's role. Like, I like Frankie, yeah. But I kind of, you know, I would do either one. Vivica,
where do you see
Issa
Bae? Who would she play?
I don't know. I was trying to figure that out when I was looking at the picture. I'm
bank
like,
teller.
I don't really buy her.
Ooh. You said bank teller.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's what I will say. I, just like what Lena Waithe did with Boomerang,
yeah.
She ended up not making it a remake. It became sort of like evolved, like the children of the characters. And if you're going to do it, like, don't do a remake.
Right.
Like, remix it up. Like, maybe we find out what happened to Jada in Mexico. And her key, I don't know, but like, I just don't do it.
Don't
regular.
Do it. Don't do the a exact straight same storyline.
Because I don't want to see
which
that.
I may be jumping here, but let me just address this as far as Coming to America 2 goes.
Oh.
This is not a remake. Nobody is remaking
exactly.
Coming to America 2.
It's a sequel.
This isn't a reboot or anything. It's a sequel.
Yeah.
All the same people are back. They're all alive people except for the great Madge Sinclair,
yeah.
Who played Prince Akeem's mother.
Yes.
And they reference her
in the film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, McDowell's is back. Soul Glow, he's back.
Yes.
Randy Watson, the original mic drop, he's back. It's just 20 years later, and their hair is a little gray now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be, that's going to be, we'll talk about that later.
Well, you know what, that's actually.
I want to put everybody's mind at ease.
Right.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about them effing this up. I'm on this set, and I know for a fact what a happy, joyous, wonderful set it is. It's the Ooh. Best script I've read since I've had a career in.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
That's an exclusive.
It's the best script I've read since I've been in the business.
All right.
It's perfection.
Perfection.
Okay. Well, I mean,
well, that's a great segue to the next story, because we were going to talk about Eddie Murphy anyway, and mm-hmm. the fact that he is returning back to stand up. And I mean, you know, Eddie has been doing movies and movies and movies since his days of doing Delirious, Raw,
yeah.
and different forms of stand up. But now he has announced that he's coming back in 2020 with a special. Still, you know, a lot of the details aren't there per se all the way, but he has been talking to Netflix as well about doing some additional little specials. He said that he's ready to, it's the right time for him to come back with a stand-up routine. And as I kind of mentioned, we
had that 10th kid came on.
I know, he's like, I gotta work.
Another baby.
Give me some more money.
Got another one that's going to be in college in 20 years.
Right.
Lord have mercy.
Right, that's true. And, you know, Raw earned over $50 million on an $8 million budget.
Show
I mean,
got my mind.
I still watch Raw.
It show got my
when
mind.
It comes to
yes,
one, I still watch
it.
I'm still on the fence of which one I like better, Raw or Delirious, because it's something about Delirious.
One of them came out on New Year's Day, because I remember I've never been to a movie on New Year's Day, and we ate and Thanksgiving, something like that, and we ate and went to the movies
yeah.
to see that. I remember that. But, I mean, you know, first of all, for the naysayers who may say, oh, well, I don't know, it's a new day, you can't talk like you used to. You know, I mean, if Andrew Dice Clay tried to start his career now, it would be in the shitter. You can
right.
say after
mm-hmm.
the But Eddie is not stupid, okay?
Yes.
He's been sitting, enjoying his money, and he's been thinking the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his brother, my friend, rest in peace, Charlie Murphy,
yeah,
who Dolomite is dedicated to, by the way,
mm-hmm.
and him thought up some wonderful shit. Eddie's not dumb. He going to come out probably and maybe even talk about the fact that I know y'all sitting at home like, yeah, this nigga, what this nigga going to say? Eddie's not stupid. He's not going to flop. This isn't Dr. Doolittle.
Right.
He's going to come out. Oh, no, Dr. Doolittle.
Well, the first one was good.
I mean, the first one was good.
But Janet was in that one, right?
Wait, it was Janet in that one?
No, you're talking about...
You're talking about Nutty Professor.
I'm talking about Dr. Doolittle.
Right.
They just
right.
kept making
right.
them.
Like, right.
They should
they
just did
yeah.
the one. Because it was good for the kids.
Right.
I remember that. I was like, ooh, that's fun.
You're
that's
right.
fun.
But
it's
then
okay.
It kept going.
Still made money. Still
it did.
Made money.
Damn,
when
money.
You got a deal that you got to make 5 pictures in X amount of years, you're going to crank out whatever the fuck you can crank
right.
out.
That's true.
So,
that's
you know, that's the Illuminati part of it.
right. That's
you know?
True.
But I have no doubt in my mind, just like Chappelle, they didn't know what happened to Chappelle. Chappelle came back, and if they're not walking down the street quoting him, Juicy Smollett. If they ain't walking down the street quoting him, my skin ain't black.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no doubt that Eddie's going to come back and kill it. And, you know, God makes things happen for a reason. How's Kevin in that car accident, by the way?
I heard he's doing pretty good.
I mean, outside of him being sued for $60 million by the woman who's in the sex tape, other than that, he's great.
Yeah, because that came up as
that
the,
came up
all
in
was
the
happening.
Same. So
time.
I said that
yes.
as a low key shade.
Okay.
Yes, we
I
know.
Said that
yeah, we know.
Because you know, sometimes when you get in your own head mm-hmm. and you start drinking your own Kool-Aid mm-hmm. and you start believing, that's when you start. You don't get fucked up until you get caught slipping.
Right.
You know?
That's true.
And when you get caught slipping, when you're out here, you know, I mean, you have to be careful because, of course, you know, there's eyes everywhere. But, I mean, I'm just saying, God bless Kevin. He's done a lot for me,
yeah.
not for me, with me.
Right.
Because, you know, we've done things together. We made four movies together, and yeah. I did Real Husbands on Hollywood and stuff like that. But I wouldn't give a fuck if it was Kevin Hart or Lou. Cheating on your pregnant wife is not the way to go.
Right.
God don't like ugly. Mm-hmm. Shit will sit you down if you're not in your head right. And I wouldn't wish that car accident on nobody.
Right.
Because when you get a back injury, you got a back injury forever.
That's true. That's yeah.
But now he can sit down and maybe reflect and mm-hmm. get more with God.
Yeah.
And just realize that all this material shit, boom, it can be gone in a minute.
Yeah.
And you have to think about your heart and your soul. So now Eddie, who's been doing that for 10 years,
yeah.
raising kids
yeah.
and doing stuff like that, got rid of old Nicole.
Ooh.
And got him a bunny.
Well, we know.
Got him a bunny, honey.
Which I'm not excited about that either. But, you know, got him a bunny, and he's had time to reflect. I think he's going to come back, and he's going to be.
And he had his little Mel B moment. Mel B.
Yeah, he should have stayed. They were cute.
They were cute. They made a cute baby.
Yeah, they did.
They made a cute baby. Yeah. What was wrong with Mel? Psycho.
Yeah.
I mean, you
don't
know.
You got herpes, son?
Oh. I don't know.
I'm not telling tales of the
giving us some scoop, because I don't know.
And she got it from that Belafonte tramp that she's married to.
Yeah, I think I did hear that something about that.
She's not a tramp. To her,
no.
Was a tramp.
Oh, well,
was
yeah.
A
yeah, that was
shit. I'd have had terrible. A one-night stand with Eddie, too.
Yeah.
Had the baby and everything.
Yep.
At 50, I'd have had it. I'd have squashed that
yep.
fucking baby
out.
You're going to develop, you're going to grow, and you're going to come out.
She said you're going to grow and come out.
Coming out.
You're going to help it.
Secure the bags.
Well, I mean, Eddie is getting a lot of buzz right now. I mean, we got Coming to America, the sequel coming out that you're in as well. You're in two of Eddie's movies. You're also in Dolomite Is My Name.
Hey.
And premieres next Saturday.
We are so ready.
We've been talking about it for so long.
Are you going? I'm so ready.
We're supposed to be. So, are you, what's your character? Tell us about it.
My character is Rudy Ray Moore's aunt.
Okay.
And that's all
I can say right now. That's all you can say. Okay. Well, if you guys don't know, Dolomite Is My Name is the real life story, a play on the real life story of Blaxploitation.
And Karate King.
And Karate King, Rudy Ray
Moore,
right?
Yeah.
So is it all pretty much like the detailed story of that, or is it kind of like what can you tell us?
Well, yeah. You know, I worked with Rudy like 5 times,
okay.
Back maybe like 15 years ago and stuff. And, you know, I know for a fact that he didn't want to be forgotten.
Right.
You know, he wanted to feel like he meant something. And nobody was checking for Rudy. I got Rudy Ray Moore albums that he'd given me. I got all the VHS tapes that he gave me, a Human Tornado and, you know, all that stuff. But nobody was checking for Rudy. And I'm so glad that Craig Brewer and the gang, the writers, got together and are developing this piece. Because he was important to us. That's like saying Pam Grier wasn't important to us. Mm. Or Tamara Dobson wasn't important
yeah.
to us.
Yeah.
Or the Mob Squad wasn't important to us. That shit was important to us.
Super important.
You know, now, white folks, you can go see it or not. We don't give a fuck. But we're going.
We are going.
I don't want to get you kicked off the air.
Oh, you won't.
My race.
This is the internet. We can do whatever we want.
We're good. Bam.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's going to be... The Ruth Carter did the costumes for that.
Wow, Ruth did it?
And okay. for Coming to America, too.
Okay.
Yes.
She did Black Panther, won the Oscar for that. And I think she might be doing Black Panther, too. It wouldn't make no sense for her to not be.
Yeah.
So she's booked and busy.
Yes, she is.
She is there and... You know, the great John Amos. Like, I got pictures that I can't post that I got that I can show you off the air. And it's just great. Tracy Morgan, the walking miracle.
Yes, that's a miracle.
Nah, you know, I mean, the cast alone is just fire.
Yeah, it's happiness every day.
Yeah.
Happiness in the makeup trailer. Happiness at craft services. Happiness when it's not meant to be happy. Happiness in the heat. Because it was Africa hot when they shot them Africa scenes. Trust me. And then, you know, Rick Ross is in it because we're using his house for Zamunda. They are beautiful South African women.
Okay.
You know, real ones.
And real ones.
It's a wonder. It's one of the, it's just a dream. It's
I mean, I feel dream. It. I can feel you.
Just,
you
I'm
making
like,
me want to.
Like,
right, I'm like.
I go to work.
We ready to go.
You know how, when after Black Panther came out, a couple of people, I thought it would catch on more. But, you know, a couple people were going into a little more African gear, you know, kente cloth, this and that, bathing suits and stuff like that. I hope this does it again, too. I hope, you know, I think Candy Burris had a Coming to America wedding.
Yeah, she did.
And, you know, so I just hope that this resurges more of our African ancestry, you know, because everybody goes out and gets all these Chinese tattoos on your black ass arm,
right.
And you get all this other shit. Why don't you get some Swahili stuff? Why don't you get
some real stuff?
You know what? I never thought about that till you just said it.
Wesley Snipes thinks he's Japanese.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Have you seen Blaine? Women. He is. Have you seen Blaine?
He wears kimonos and shit. Black ass. But, you know, he's not Japanese. And so why don't you embrace your own culture? And I hope that Coming to America helps that happen again. But it's amazing. And if you got another show, you got another guest. But if you got time after, I will show you some shit that will blow.
I want to see it.
We got all the time.
When you announce, we got all the time. Now, you work with Eddie a lot. So what is your favorite thing about working with him?
Not a lot.
A couple times.
Only these two projects.
Right.
But I've known him because I knew Charlie and he's known me.
Yeah.
And we've been in each other's company. What's the best thing about working with Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Working with Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
Having it on film for my child, her children, to see that mom and, you know, the greats work together.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not that, but I'm there. I'm there.
You're there.
And so I'm, you know, I'm just pleased to be, you know, in the crew. Because it ain't mad bitch in Hollywood that don't want to be in Coming to America too.
Not now.
And if you got one line or if you got three lines,
if you just have to smile and hop on
if you
one
don't
foot.
Say shit, if the camera hits you for a bit, that's me.
You know, everybody. I'm the backup. See that smile?
That's me.
Those my teeth.
Those feathers, under those feathers, that's me.
But is there anything that you pulled from him, like that you see and you're like, oh, you know what? I respect that.
Yeah, because he's working under one fucked up condition that I can't tell you on the air. And we talked about it. And he's a real trooper. That's all I can say.
He's a trooper.
But I got a dirt scoop that I'll tell you off the air.
All right.
Sorry, y'all.
Sorry, guys.
And I may never talk about it on the air because I'd look like a hater or whatever like this. But this is a fact. So I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
Booth, they're going to probably be listening.
They're gonna turn it off.
No,
we're going to unplug all the microphones. Yeah.
It won't air nowhere.
It will not air.
Yeah. I mean, you know, listen, you're the original bad girl of comedy,
facts,
right?
Facts.
You have seen this industry go so many different places. As a woman in comedy, as a black woman in comedy, do you feel that this industry now is open to black women just really, it's their time to explode and take over the industry? Because, we see Tiffany's success, we see Ida Rodriguez's success, we see a lot of black comedian women's success. Mm-hmm. And do you think that is something that is definitely staying in the industry right now?
It has to.
Like a wave or
it has to, because the men have fucked up everything.
They
from politics to entertainment to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone. You know, women used to rule the world. Women used to rule the world until men changed the narrative. You know, the thing about you see Ada because a woman put her on.
Right.
Ada's been here. And I'm, you know, well, I take that back. Snoop did the Bad Girls of Comedy special.
He did
that
special.
With Tiffany and me and Ada and April Macy and Cookie. And so Snoop did that, and Mooney has put on a lot of women in this game. you know, Sandra Bernhardt and stuff like that. That's because Mooney put them on his shows, myself included. But I do think that women are, I mean, if you look in the studios around here, women are taking charge. Women are coming into their own. They're not, you know, being as timid before. We've found our voice. Yeah. It's time to recognize that there's just as many female camera operators out there as men. That's true. They're badass and got a different eye. There's, women don't... I just want women to know that twerking and being in front of the camera is not really where it's at. The bitches behind the camera, yeah, that's who's getting the bag, okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Women writers and songwriters that's and true. Stuff like this. Yeah. Women directors and like Ava and stuff like that. So you can be cute and be in front of the camera and your shit is going to maybe hit a ceiling, you know, at some point. But you know, do you know if you direct, let's say a woman or anybody, if you direct the first episode of Seinfeld, right? And Seinfeld gets picked up and you don't direct any more episodes, you still get paid.
You get paid
for the whole rest of the fucking run.
Yeah.
So whoever that motherfucker is, if you out there and you directed Seinfeld, you're the first director of Seinfeld, hit me in my IG. I'll have lunch with you. I have blue nail. Okay? Hit me.
Do you feel, like, because there's a lot, like, okay, so we're in this wave of woman empowerment and all of this, but then there's always sort of the other noise that women don't really uplift each other enough, and that they're, in order for women to really get to a place of full domination, we have to have the ones that are above really picking us up. And we hear, I mean, I hear Ava does it really well, and obviously Tiffany did it for a lot of women. Do you personally feel that energy of, like, the support of other women and wanting to support other women, or you still feel, if you subscribe to the idea that women are like crabs in a barrel?
I've been both. I can't lie. I've hated on women, and I've been supportive of women.
Sure. Okay. I love the honesty, though.
Yeah, sure. I've been both. You know, I've hated on women who are bad for the brand of being a woman. Like, you know, God bless, what's the name that produces all these Love and Hip Hops and, you know, stuff
Mona.
Like that.
Oh,
God bless you, Mona, and you got your bag. But it did nothing for uplifting black women. Right. Not a goddamned thing. Nobody came out of that series unscathed. Nobody came out looking good. If they looked too good, they got fired, i.e. Lala Anthony, her show, Can. Yeah. Why was nobody scrapping on that show?
Yeah.
And good people, they're gone. Women used to uplift each other. Real women do.
Yeah.
Catty women don't. And if they I travel the world. And I know what they think of us over here from what they see on television. That's all they know.
That's true.
So the impression that we have put out into the world is that we're loud, that we're vulgar, that we fight, and we are all that. But we're also tender, we're also nurturing, we're also educated, we're also wonderful and amazing women. But, you know, we have to have more shows like Black Girls Rock. Mm-hmm. We have to have more shows like the NAACP Awards. We have to have more shows like that, unless, you know, shows about people. There's not an amount of money you could give me to work with five bitches I can't stand.
I was going
to
ask you, if you got the opportunity and your bags was going to be real nice, all right, like extra nice, and you had to go with five women and y'all
travel
and y'all fight and they document it, and you the real comedy women of Beverly Hills, you know, like, you wouldn't do it?
Absolutely not. Because I have a family that ain't going for that shit, and I have a conscience. I have to lay down at night. Reality is very, very hard work. Them motherfuckers are in your house at 8 o'clock in the morning and may not get out till 8 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. They move your furniture around, they hang lights and tear up your house. And I don't want any of that shit. I'm too paranoid. I'd be up in there, you know, doing ratchet shit.
What kind of ratchet stuff are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on over there?
What goes up at your house?
But I ain't having no microphones, you know, not turned off and all that. I'm not doing it. And I'm just not going to work with people I don't like. I'm not going to do it. I don't give a shit. I've been living this long without the bag.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna sell this. It ain't gonna work for me.
Right.
No.
But what about a woman like a NeNe Leakes, right? NeNe started in that direction, and then she went and kind of changed the game a little bit of a black reality woman, She, well, she
did
started.
You see that neck?
No, I saw the neck.
I saw the neck and the left palm.
I felt it. No, what I'm saying is, she started doing Glee and Ryan Murphy was like, I love her. He put her on projects, and so you know.
And why did Ryan Murphy love her? Mm-hmm. Because she's popular and could generate views.
Right.
That's all. Right. At home, do you think Ryan Murphy's saying, God, that Nina Leakes is such an upstanding girl? He's not that black actress. Bitch can get us views. Get right. that black bitch.
Right.
And that's
okay.
what he did.
Okay.
She was used in that case because, you know, she had very good roles. She's not the greatest actress. I mean, I'm not a winner no awards either, so I don't throw a stone. I don't throw a rock in high my hand. You know
right,
what I'm
right.
saying? If
you.
I say something about somebody, I can take it.
I appreciate
but
that.
But she still had become popular because she was so cruel to other bitches. Yeah. Why would you want to make your legacy in the film and television industry? Oh, I'm sorry. She hasn't done any film. But why would you want to make your legacy on television?
Ooh, that shade. Can I borrow your shades? Because it's good. It's bright.
I put mine in the private.
It's bright in here. I can't really see.
But
this
why would you want to be known for being mean?
Right.
For being shitty.
And then you probably fall into that in your own, you know, personal space just every day. You know, you don't even realize that that's who you kind of become, maybe, you know.
Well, or,
she,
or
she
maybe
was
you
that.
Do.
She,
or maybe
I'm sure she's, you know, life, doing, yeah. being the best mother she can.
Yeah.
B, she's had to go through this stuff with Greg and his cancer.
Yes. Yeah.
That humanized her a little bit.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I actually felt, you know, for her in that because my husband had been ill with cancer as well. But, you know, all that other bullshit, you know, that's, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm not fighting. Because, see, when I throw a glass at a bitch, I don't miss. And now I'm going to jail.
She said,
now I done cut you. And now I'm going to jail.
Now you're going to jail. We don't want that.
We
want you doing things like you did in Vegas, you know, for
your
3-month stints, making them coins.
Making the shows and making us laugh.
Being large and in charge out there.
I just got extended. You know that, right?
I heard.
Yes.
For those of you out there who don't know, I have a residency or extended stay, whatever it is, in Las Vegas at the Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club. Not the nigga club in Vegas, at the white club. Okay? And
boy.
It's hot as fish grease in this
it
bitch.
Is, bro.
Listen, I know my black
shine. My Gucci's a slide
the
down.
The air is glowing, but it ain't enough.
Between the laughter and the shade and the lights, I know I'm
greasy.
I'm
glad I didn't bring my little bottle of Vouv up in here.
Listen, I wish you had it. Might have cooled us down.
No, we just wouldn't be thinking about
but
it.
But I'm there every Sunday night at 10 p.m., which is a hard sell because
Sunday.
Working people have to go home. But I'm sorry. Every night is like Saturday night in Vegas.
That's
and for all
truth.
You people that left, there's a bunch of people coming in. Yeah. Especially like the convention people whose convention starts on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to do something before they get locked down into, you know, the Silicon Valley fucking, you know.
Whatever they do.
Whatever the fuck that is. So they come see me.
Yeah.
And it's been very successful. I was at the SLS before with Monique and Eddie Griffin. Eddie was doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Monique was doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I did Sunday. I did well there. Had I not done well there, they didn't bring me over to Kimmel's Comedy Club because they like me.
Yeah.
They brought me over there because I sell fucking tickets.
Right.
And because this numbers, this is all a numbers game. That people out there in the audience, do not fall into the trap of thinking that anybody in this industry likes you. Some of them do, but if you don't produce, your ass will be sitting the fuck at home. So I don't care how cute I am, or how many glasses I wear, or what kind of outfit and nails. If I didn't get them asses in the seats, they would have cut me off in September, like we were going to do. But instead, they have extended my residency until January 5th, which means I'll be there all through the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So kimmelscomedyclub.com. Come see what I'm doing.
We can roll through the holidays.
All right.
Yeah. We like it.
And do you prefer or like being on stage versus being in front of like the film camera or the TV camera? Do you have a preference or do you just, like, I do it all?
I have a preference and I prefer stand-up or live television.
Okay.
Television
okay.
with an audience.
Okay.
Because I don't like
you feed
to
off the reactions.
Do the jokes. For tape, and there's nobody.
And then you have to do them again.
Once again.
Right.
I like audiences. I like people. I like to feel it. I like to know when I'm doing good. I like to hear, you know, in my shows often. And I'm a girl guys comic. Like guys, you know, a lot of guys, they're talking about your hysterectomy, they're talking about your nails, they're talking about childbirth, the men start to drift the fuck off and start looking at their watch, wondering what time the game starts.
Right.
But if you're talking about stuff that men can relate to, which is sex, food, weight, kids, money. If you're talking about that, then you got a guy's ear. And yeah. I love it when I can see men out there spitting their drinks out, yeah. wiping their eye, yeah. choking and coughing. Yeah. That's my turn on. That's what I like.
Did you have to do any, like, training adjustment? Like, what? How did you, like, translate from being on stage and being comfortable in that space and then going to film? Yeah. Because you don't get that reaction and you don't get that adrenaline rush the same way that you get on stage and film. Like,
no,
did you have to do anything to change it up?
If you're really funny in film, you'll crack up the crew. You can hear the crew trying to hold it. That's a turn
off. That's a turn off.
They're trying to hold it and they can't really hold it. And right. they got to do another take maybe or whatever. I like that. Well, I started in theater, actually. Okay. First of all, I started in church choir. Church choir is like having a rehearsal on Wednesday and doing a show on Sunday and getting read about it the next Wednesday and rehearsing again and having another show on Sunday.
That's church choir. Do you still sing?
I do still sing.
Can you wait? I've never heard you sing. Please give us a little bit. Something.
You got to give us something.
10 seconds of something.
Put his eye on a sparrow. Come on. Something. Give us something.
I ain't singing no gospel songs.
If you want to sing Life and sing Slave, go right ahead.
Oh, you want
go
the
ahead.
Lyrics?
I ain't mad at you. You want the lyrics?
You want to put the lyrics you back up?
Now I don't
want
to sing that.
You want to talk about being tied up? Sing it. Go ahead, girl. I ain't mad.
When I feel you dreaming, I think of sunsets. How high my yes, I want to give to you an everlasting love.
All
right.
Oh, and, you know. I mean, I did theater. I did choir. Mm-hmm. You will sing in choir.
You will sing
or
in choir.
Or you will be out the goddamn
Absolutely.
Choir.
Yes. Yes.
You and then I did musical theater in San Francisco, and the longest running play that's ever ran in the world is called Beach Blanket Babylon. That's in San Francisco. It's been running for 50 years. It ends on New Year's Eve this year.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to take my daughter so she could go see, but I don't think I'm going to be able to. So much stuff I can't do.
You just ain't got the time.
No, I don't have time, and she don't have the time, because my daughter's a professional dancer.
Oh.
And
oh,
wow. she's,
oh, that ain't no joke.
She's
all
busy.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I try to do it all. You know, you have to be multifaceted
you
right
do.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an audition. Like, I think the worst thing I can see is a comedian trying to do a musical joke that can't sing.
Right.
Now you done fucked up the joke, and everybody's like, what time the game come out? What time? You know, don't do a musical joke if you can't sing.
That's true. And you're clearly shy. So is there...
I'm trying to
is
get
there
clearly.
Is there any subjects, you know, like Dave Chappelle got in trouble recently because of the fact that he was talking about
people.
Certain things mm-hmm. that people felt uncomfortable about.
Like what? What did he get in trouble for? Talking about the alphabet
people.
Oh, is he in trouble? People. What kind of trouble is it?
I mean,
are they going to black
him?
Are they
going to
beat him up? Or right. What are they going to do?
Well, they're just going to criticize him.
Okay, and we
and
all
he's still
going to
sell seats. But
you got
with that,
right.
Is there anything that you're like, I ain't going to talk about that. That's off limits. I can't go there. I can't make fun of that. I cannot.
Well, I don't like a lot of controversy. Nobody feels good when their page gets blown up with shit. So I don't talk politics much anymore because I do travel in the Midwest and all this kind of stuff. I don't give a fuck who paid. At my show, I want to have a Republican sitting next to a Mexican, sitting next to a transgender person, sitting next to a Rastafarian. I want to have all that laughing.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you can make all them laugh, and I don't want to get off into, you know, I used to talk about the president and stuff like that at first. Just the obvious, the fact that, you know, he can say he grabbed bitches by the pussy and get away right. with it. If Obama had said that, they would have taken Jesse Smollett's little noose and strung
mm-hmm.
him the
I was
fuck out.
They would have lynched
right.
him.
You know, the fact that he say he liked to grab, you know, just his wife don't want to hold his own hand.
No.
I used to talk about all that type of stuff. But then I'm like, you know, we get enough news, for right. God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go somewhere we don't have to hear about yet. And we don't have... So I keep it chill and just talk about fun stuff like sex and blowjobs and shit.
Right.
Yes.
The things that everyone
things
should talk
that
about.
Well, fun
we,
stuff.
That we should all
we
be enjoying.
We unfortunately have to wrap, but I do have
Bam!
One question.
We're going to end on blowjobs.
Yes. That's how we end the
Look
show.
Look at that. We start the show on love. We end the show on sex.
We do have to go, but I do have a question because I hear that you were cheating on me with Bruno Mars and that there's some, you know, do I have some competition? I mean, do I need to find something
yeah.
out there?
Yeah.
Did you not hear? I mean, she got all kinds of competition. Did you?
I mean, I'll be sure it's your competition. You know, but, Bruno is your competition.
But I, you know, I feel like I could take Darius.
Darius McCrary.
Darius McCrary is your competition.
That's competition.
He's my bottom bitch. Yeah.
Oh. On that note, where can fans find you?
You can find me on my Instagram at Lunell, at LUENELL. Or you can find me on my Facebook, my fan page, The Official Lunell. If you talk to me on Twitter, you're not talking to me. Because I don't have Twitter because I got hacked.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And then the people who hacked me had friends who were fans of mine, told me who they were, showed me stuff. I had it. I wrote Twitter. I'm like, help me get my Twitter back. Twitter didn't do a goddamn thing to help me get my Twitter back. Twitter. So fuck Twitter. Oh. That's not me. And I mean, not personally. Y'all can love Twitter. Twitter's a great tool. Just not for Lunell.
Not for Lunell.
Because they went up in me with no Vaseline. And they didn't help me at all.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Ice Cube said it first. Ice Cube said it first.
Ice Cube did say it first.
Ice Cube said it first.
And we can also find you on Dolomite Is My Name.
Dolomite Is My Name comes out October 4th in theaters, October 23rd on Netflix. I'll be on Jimmy Kimmel talking about it on October 28th. You can catch me in Las Vegas every Sunday night at 10. And then Christmas 2020, Coming to America, The Quest.
Ooh. I can't wait. And people can catch all those dates on your, they can find out on your social media.
Yeah. Just go to my Instagram. I live there.
Okay. So there you go.
I live on IG. Right. But I don't know how to do all that fun stuff like B. Simone them and, you know, and like, you know, and Jessalyn, how to cut. I don't know how to do that. Make and my daughter, videos. The millennial, she too busy to show me. So I just
teach you. We'll teach you.
I you ain't got time. I'm going to catch on quick.
Where can fans find you?
She can hire somebody for that.
Okay.
That's
what you need to do.
I need social media. Daryl talking like he
person.
Couldn't. Listen. You be struggling to post a picture on social
media. No, ain't true. Don't be trying to play
you,
me.
But you be like,
I'm very particular about what picture I want to post. Where can fans find you?
I'm all
no
over.
No filters.
No filters.
No more filters, guys. No more filters. I'm all over the social media universe at Stuart Starlet.
And you can find me at Daryl Kristen on Black Hollywood Live and on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and also on CBS's This Is LA.
Check them out.
Check them out. Check them out on the weekend. So.
Fancy.
We'll see y'all soon.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Peace.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.